Just to tell you a little bit about, I mean, of course, as artists, we just want the viewers to interpret the work, but then we're asked to do artist statements and artist talks, so if I have to spoil it for you and give you my meaning instead of your meaning, which your meaning might be better than my meaning or equal or something like that, but basically, I was thinking about, so I actually approached Nicole to see if she would do this idea with me. So the main concept I worked out first and then found her, luckily, and she was such a good fit because she was thinking about the same kind of things in her work and has been exploring those kind of things for a long time. So basically, and of course the piece changed as we worked together as well too, like the content. But basically the main subject or idea here that we're thinking about is how architecture and design like is the world that we live in versus the natural world, and the how that architecture and design changes how we communicate with each other and changes how we, like our sense of agency and history, like with like the land and the space that we inhabit. So, you know, we are much more like transitory now than we would have been like thousands of years ago. We don't have like the same paths through the woods and villages and that kind of like closeness that we would have had. And instead we have a lot of condos, apartments, cubicles, and other spaces that seem to be designed to kind of separate us from one another. And then the other thing that we were thinking about, especially from like a dance perspective, is how architecture controls the body in space and like limits the creative use of the body in space. So like, you know, like there, like these stairs are, to code so that a foot fits on them, you know, and the handrail is like to code so that, you know, so we're kind of mimicking like this kind of like architecture that controls where you put your hand, where you put your foot, how you open a door, and how you move and navigate through space. Like in a mall or even a grocery store, anywhere you go, like they've already decided how you're going to use that space, and you don't really have a lot of creative agency there. So we're thinking about that, and then this is sort of like, you know, I think Nicole, if I can try to speak for her, it's starting, her piece is like starting in that space of like a pedestrian kind of cold environment, and then there's this shift. And I would say like Tay and Annie, two of the dancers, seem to be, especially after watching this over and over again in the editing process, seem to be like these like change makers, right? It's like they're woke. Like they get it, like what's going on with like all of this social isolation, and then they start to like try to interact with the other people. And then they all start to like, it's almost like they've got their eyes open for the first time, and they're like, oh, how can I use this? Can I use this differently? You know, like, what can I do? And then, like, so first they're noticing the space differently, like, almost like a child, like, you can use the space in whatever way you want. As a child, like, I was always standing on the tables and pretending, like, the floor was full of sharks. You guys probably did that. Using the space differently, and then, like, through doing that, usually, like, really, like, bonding with one another and, like, creating, like, new humanity. So that's what we're thinking about. And I was also influenced a little bit by this book by Marc Auger, a very thin book about, but difficult to read, about supermodernity. And it's talking about transitory spaces or non-places, these places that are anthropologically cut off from, from the person, like, you know, like they're from history, like they're not special places. They're just places that mean nothing and that you walk through, like airports and lobbies. So that's all I have to say. Anyone have any questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
You made these or you had them
fabricated? Yeah. My husband and I work at he's an amazing fabricator. I'm a sculptor. I make a lot of things like this, and Chip is basically my collaborator for almost everything that I make. We made all of these objects with the exception of the handrail here, where I outsourced that to Pete Karras, who works at Mica and does a lot of metal fabrication and is probably gonna have his own full business only doing metal fab soon. But he's available for hire. He's really good. I don't know if you're, this is probably too much information like about the fabrication, but it's basically like like a plywood structure on the inside that like is very, it's heavy, but it's like lightweight. There's like a lot of air on the inside, and then like bendable plywood, Formica, and then the Formica kind of laminate, Nevermore brand though. And then these rocks are 3D printed. I 3D printed them. We have one that my mother-in-law bought me for Christmas. And then the ones in the back are plaster cast, but fiberglass reinforced plaster cast. So probably too much information. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.